Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Hour number two here on a Thursday, Trillville Thursday at that. Thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Noon Hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. NFL No Huddle just a couple of minutes away as Week 16 gets underway tonight.
Yeah, man.
Between the Rams and the Seahawks. Should be a good one. College Football Corner in about 15 minutes as well, as we'll get back into the playoff games, which start tomorrow night. What's got you chuckling over
Nothing
there?
Nothing at all, Andy.
Another college-related story as well?
It's just chuckle. Maybe chuckle. Uh-huh. It made me chuckle because, again, I don't pick fights. I don't. But for some reason, some people like to, start something or I thought you said and all those different things. It's just funny.
Who started a fight with you?
Not a fight, but just a little jab.
Who jabbed you?
It happened about a month ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to say where the school is, but it's across the street.
It's close, yeah.
Yeah, and
it's around here.
They're feeling good about themselves, which they should have, and everything like that. Historic season and everything like that. And that was just fun. It's fun because those who jabbed me first, and I didn't even jab back.
Just waited,
and now watching I won't say meltdown, Andy.
You could say that.
But a little meltdown about, certain people leaving and he wasn't that good anyways. It's just entertaining.
Yeah,
that's all I'll say.
It's just
entertaining.
That's always the tough one when you've spent an amount of time hyping, but just like excited about something, and then when it changes and you're like, it wasn't even that great anyways. Yeah.
But that's all. Well, it's not directed at all of them, okay?
Fair enough.
It's just directed, and they know who they are because they listen to the show. it's directed at your ass, okay? Last year I told y'all, leave me alone. All right, so you leave me alone. I just said, I don't bother y'all, don't bother me. Y'all are like, some of y'all are like my family with them damn TikToks. Just leave me alone. All right? Same ones. Always jab because y'all are feeling good. But them puppies better watch out, Randy. Watch out for what, dude? We almost had you. Okay. Almost had us last year, too. Mm-hmm. But that's all I wanted to say. And also, we were talking about in the club with 50 Cent. Happy birthday to Ronald Acuna Jr.
Hey!
Happy birthday to Ronald Acuna.
26?
I think 7.
27?
Yeah.
All right,
happy birthday to Ronald Acuna Jr.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, but that's all I'm going to say. when I hit that chuckle.
Yeah, I know what that chuckle means. That's why I wanted to talk it out real quick.
Yeah, that's all.
It sounds like we're welcome at Jackson Soul Food.
Down in Sylvester,
yeah. We got some, who knew?
Yeah.
The signal's so strong.
Yeah.
The midday show reach so broad that just randomly talking about whatever, restaurant, wherever, and the guy texts me and goes, DM'd me and goes, appreciate the shout out, Jackson Soul Food, that's my family.
I love it.
And I said, all right, well, next time we're down there.
Yeah.
Don't need a free meal, but maybe a little discount.
Why wouldn't you want a free meal?
I mean, I would take one.
Oh, yeah, saying, dog.
All I did was mention.
Yeah,
them.
Man.
We like free. We get fired for
free.
But I'll come down there, though. Yeah. That sounds fun.
That sounds fun, man. I bet that food's so good, too. It's so good.
It's
one of them restaurants that is so good that. And because they make the food so good, but it's always got to be one of the things where something just. I don't want to say up to snuff, but it's one of the places where the napkins, they be paper thin, so you got to use like 14 of them.
Sure.
That kind of place. Yeah. Look, they had the best damn food.
Of course.
Where you're going to use like 27 damn of them paper towels, because as soon as you, it's like damn near dissolves.
Yeah, because they're spending the money on
they're spending the money on the good matter.
Yeah, they're making the food good and flavorful.
Lick your fingers.
Exactly. So what? Or maybe this just has a paper towel roll on the table.
Yeah, like, man.
Whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter to me.
But it's a, yeah. And they have a full bar. Country Boys Barbecue?
That's a different one, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and they have a full bar.
We're getting the invite from all the different local spots.
Yeah, my man.
God, that sounds great.
That sounds really good, dude.
All right, let's get to an NFL No Huddle. I don't know, I'm starving.
Yeah.
All right, week 16 starts tonight. Rams, Seahawks in Seattle, Thursday Night Football. That will be on WAOK, because the Hawks and Hornets play tonight right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So if you want to listen to that one, pregame at 7:30, kickoff at 8:15 on WAOK. And both teams are 11-3.
Yeah, man.
Seahawks win. They clinch a spot in the playoffs as well. And Matt Stafford's an MVP candidate. Like, there's a lot of fun storylines going into this one.
Yeah, the Rams, I guess they had some trouble getting up to Seattle. Like, they had some plane troubles and things like that. So they left later than they were supposed to.
The weather's supposed to be terrible.
And then, you know, but they got the players and coaches up there. Then the rest of the staff had to get up there later on. But, yeah, a lot of travel things that were going on a short week and all those different things. And like you said, there is going to be some weather up there in Seattle. But it's Seattle, so.
It's December in Seattle.
Yeah.
It's going to rain.
Yeah, but I think it should be a good game. I don't think Davante Adams is going to play in this game, but I saw that the Seahawks, they're starting right tackles out this game also. But, yeah, this is about Sam Darnold. This is about Sam Darnold. Mm-hmm. You know, this is about Sam Darnold.
Last time they played, he had four interceptions.
And can Seattle run the ball?
Yeah.
Can they run the ball a little bit? More than anything, this is about Sam Darnold.
Puka Nacua's been in headlines this week. I guess he was talking trash about the referees on a live stream. He did something else on a live stream that had people upset.
And his brother stole a car.
Yeah, man.
That's the only thing I'm talking about. I'm not worried about that. But his brother, named Samson.
Samson Nacua.
Yeah. Samson stole.
Dang it.
His brother stole a Lakers player's truck.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Like, what the hell?
Samson Nacua?
Damn.
Also, I just feel like, avoid the live streams. You know,
Nothing good's gonna happen.
Couldn't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't tell you.
Goodness gracious!
But it's some guy with an internet connection.
And he's on there just talking.
He's just on there talking.
Why do you get so damn loose?
Talking
on these
and doing. Things? Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. But don't stop doing that. Here's Mike McDaniel, the head coach of the Miami Dolphins, talking about Quinn Ewers, who will be his starting quarterback this weekend.
I think Quinn gives this team the best chance to win. You know, our focus is obviously to win the next three games, but in particular, like I tell the players, we are focused on beating the Bengals, so that was the motivation. Zach will be backing him up, and Tua will be the emergency third.
Here you have it.
Damn, he went from starter to emergency guy.
Yeah.
He can't, like, this will, one thing it symbolizes to me is that one of them aren't going to be there next year. Like, you can't go back to Tua if you're Mike McDaniels.
Nope. And both of them might not
Might not be there next year. But, I mean, the one thing about Quinn Ewers can spin it. He can spin the ball. Now, I don't know how good a pro quarterback he's going to be, but yet he can spin the football. We understand he can throw the ball. I don't look at that. Who are they playing this weekend?
Yeah, we'll get to them.
Okay.
The Bengals.
Okay.
Yeah. Who has a sadder quarterback situation?
I mean, there's nobody sadder in the NFL than Joe Burrow.
Right,
let's hear
from Sad Joe talking about being the Bengals quarterback next year.
Have you ever both thought about the possibility of not being the quarterback here during your career? Or
you think about a lot of things.
Like, this is bad. This is bad because Joe's sad. And Joe's sad, obviously, because they're losing. But he's tired of this damn organization. Note. This organization giving you what you wanted now. They gave you the extra contract.
Giving him
they gave
what he wanted.
You what you wanted in the receivers,
right.
And then they did something that they don't do as far as the structure of their contract.
Right.
They make you happy. Now, if I'm the Bengals, I'm more pissed off at the fact that I didn't trade Trey Hendricks when I had a chance.
Yeah.
Trey Hendricks ain't played all year.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you could have got so much, and then they have to give up that whatever.
Yeah, and they paid him.
And
they moved the money around.
Yeah. But that's Bengals do that to him.
Yeah, no, that's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's got a serious case of the Bengals.
Yep.
And
a serious case of the Bengals.
And they asked him, does he imagine being a quarterback somewhere else? And he said, you think about a lot of things. That's a crazy answer to give when you're a $200 million quarterback for a franchise right now. Which then starts to beg the question of, all right, is Joe Burrow going to force his hand here? Mm-hmm. Like, because they... You can't trade Joe Burrow.
No, you cannot trade Joe Burrow.
That's insane. But unless he makes
you.
Right?
And like, then...
I mean, this at the very least means a lot of teams in the NFL have to be calling the Bengals this offseason.
Yeah, I mean...
Like, hey, what's going on? Seriously.
There's no way that Mike Brown is trading Joe Burrow.
I don't think so either.
There's no way. He'll do the same thing that Carson did.
But everybody that's not the Bills, the Ravens, the Chiefs, the whoever, there's only a couple teams. Everybody who's not them should call and at least ask.
There's no way. To them.
What do you need?
If they played hardball with Trey Hendricks.
I know.
You got to give us the team.
Have them.
Yeah. You got to give us the team for us to move Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Well, I like it, though.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah, there's no – yeah, they're not moving. Joe Burrow's not going anywhere. Nowhere.
Would Arthur Blank trade Atlanta United for Joe Burrow?
I would. Damn sure would.
You would? You can have them? Yeah. Cincinnati has an MLS team, though.
You can have two of them. You can have one base in Cincinnati,
like
one base in Atlanta.
LA's got two MLS teams.
No, they can stay here in Atlanta. You can just have them. Yeah, they ain't got to go nowhere.
Cincinnati United, they play in Atlanta.
We got the whole infrastructure, everything right over there.
Yeah.
You can take Atlanta off or just put United.
They got the practice facility. Yep. You can have all of it.
Yeah, put Cincy. Y'all can call them Cincy. Cincy United.
Nah, they wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I don't think they would. No. They really don't.
I like this one. Right? Cam Ward wants to be involved in the search for their upcoming head coach. No.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
I'm glad you do, but no. All right, you play 17 games, bro. Just let us handle this. We got this. All right, you go and go do something. Because as bad as they've been, he ain't been great.
No, I haven't been great.
Yeah, I understand not a lot around him and everything like that, so he gets the benefit of the doubt. But you ain't been great neither. So
yeah, just, but he should want to be involved.
No, I can't let you
but
be
But he
involved.
Doesn't get to be involved.
No, you can't be involved in
this. But also, like, you know, if you're him, you're sitting there like, I don't trust these guys.
Yeah, I understand that, man. And
they fired Mike Vrabel.
They fired him. They fired Mike Vrabel. And me and you were talking about it. I saw this story earlier about the Bears. The Bears won a new stadium. And everything like that. Obviously, I played in Soldier Field many a times. Great place to play outside of everything that goes with it. It's raggedy as hell.
Yeah. Couldn't they just upgrade it?
They've renovated a couple times. Okay. But other than they were talking about, you know, there's different lands and stuff like that. They own a 300-acre whatever. But I love how the president said that they've been looking at places outside of Illinois. And the governor was like, No.
They're the Chicago Bears. We're going to play right here.
Yeah, we're going to play here in Chicago. Yeah, the Chicago Bears. But that's my thing is like, because new stadium automatically puts you in line to get Super Bowls. Nobody will play no damn Super Bowl in Chicago.
Unless it's a dome.
Unless it's a dome.
Right.
And Chicago can't have no dome.
Shouldn't.
No, it's Chicago.
I agree.
Just like Buffalo. But Buffalo got that new. Remember that thing they showed us?
They built it real high.
They built it real high so the wind won't get in there.
And tilted it a certain
way. And still nobody want to go to no damn Super Bowl in Buffalo.
Oh, no, they can't have a Super Bowl
in
Buffalo.
They lucked out in New York City.
Yeah, and still the weather was pretty bad.
But remember after the game when that snowstorm came through, right after the game.
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want to go to no damn Buffalo for no damn. Could you imagine Buffalo hosting Super Bowl? No.
Mm-mm.
You know how much stuff? Like, they would have to redo the infrastructure like Atlanta's doing it for the damn World Cup. Mm-hmm. That's what. No, I take it back because I like Buffalo. The times I've been,
I just mean,
I've only been to play.
No offense, but nobody wants to play a Super Bowl in 2 degrees.
Why would anybody want to go up there?
Yeah, I mean,
you could probably got the minks
when it is Buffalo playing in it. Sure,
yes.
That's a home field thing, and that's part of the playoffs and all that. But yeah, Super Bowls are supposed to be played in warm weather.
Yeah,
have them in Miami, have them in Atlanta, have them in New Orleans. Maybe a Rose Bowl every couple years. Just cycle them through the places where people want to go to. No one wants to go to Buffalo.
Nobody.
All right. We'll come back. We'll get to a college football corner after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. About 15 minutes away from the back page with Bo. We'll get back into the big story of the day at noon as we continue to look ahead to the Falcons and the Cardinals on Sunday afternoon. Smoke and Joe Patrick will join us to talk Falcons at 1:20. I'll get you an AMA in an hour from, nope, not an hour, about an hour and 20 minutes from now.
I was trying to find whose car that was that Puka and this dude supposedly had took. Because it was a Laker player.
Right.
And it could be one of
Dalton Connect.
I don't think it was him.
Seems like a truck driver. Went to Tennessee.
It was a Du Theo.
Oh, okay.
I would have never got that.
Got that one.
Dang it.
But yeah, so they took his truck.
And like as thieves?
I don't know. Say, okay, here it is. Right.
Or are they two friends?
Men, including Puka's brother, Samson, arrested for allegedly taking a dude's SUV without consent. So they might be hanging out or right. something, and they took his car.
They didn't
steal it or nothing. It could be considered stealing, but it seems like they didn't have permission to take the car.
But this seems like probably because Puka's brother plays for the Rams, and this guy plays for the Lakers. Maybe there's an overlap.
Yeah.
And yeah,
they might be hanging out, and they just took the car.
Took it without his consent.
All right, no big deal.
But it's not like they waited until the Lakers game tipped off,
broke into
the player's lot, and somehow got his car out of there.
Dude, yeah, man. Never imagine that. That, because I it wasn't on my team, but somebody got their car taken at a game. And you're just like, what the hell? And how the hell does that happen that the security is that bad?
Yeah, I don't know.
That somebody got their car stolen at the game?
Yeah, you got to be furious.
You got to be furious?
Yeah.
You're
in player parking.
You're in player parking.
It's supposed to be pretty secure. Then,
because in Miami, the player parking, it wasn't a lot. So only certain of us got to park in front of the stadium. Another, it was a lot across the street, but literally across from where it was. But it still has security. He said, I don't get it, man. I'm fighting security.
Yeah.
I'm fighting everybody.
Absolutely.
What the hell are you securing?
You didn't secure it?
What the hell are you securing?
You
just sat there and walked that and let somebody just ride out of here in my damn car. Told me they had my partner stole my man's car. And he called me. I was like, what? He said, you see my car? I was like, no, I left before you.
That's the worst.
He called security. Hey, man, y'all let that man steal the car? Hey, Randy, we thought he was in it. I was like, what?
Oh, he thought the guy was giving him a ride?
Yeah, they thought, we thought it was him, Randy.
I don't know.
I was like, what?
That's a shaky argument.
Yeah, dog. Oh, man. They found my boy truck just straight stripped.
Stripped, yeah.
Oh, yeah, stripped.
That didn't take long.
No, it didn't either, dog. I found it stripped in damn Little Havana.
Oh, man.
Got him.
I don't know how many times I've gone back to where my car was parked and my car wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Five times, maybe. 5 to 7 times,
right.
Something like that. And every time it goes through your mind of like, dang it, it got stolen. And 0 times has my car been stolen. My car has never once been stolen.
It's been towed.
Just towed. Yeah. I've never once had a car nice enough that anyone would want to steal it.
Oh,
maybe
man.
Someday. Maybe someday.
Dude.
Drive.
I have had my car broken into like 3 times. And all of it was in Florida. And it's just a miserable having to get the debt. Having to get the glass guys out there and then fill out the police report and all that crap. He's like, come on, man.
Last time my car got broken into was at Scofflaw Brewery.
Yep.
The night that Georgia and Alabama played in the national championship here in Atlanta. We were doing a watch party.
And you left your bag in the car.
I left my bag on the front seat like an absolute dummy, like a rookie. And I have never done that since.
They bust your window open or they opened the door?
Busted it open.
Okay.
Took my bag, popped open the
glove compartment. Was the laptop in there?
There was nothing in there.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what they got. They might have got some earbud headphones.
Uh-huh.
And my passport was in there.
Oh, so that's right.
I had to cancel that immediately, which was no big deal. But I didn't get anything.
Oh, yeah.
Some 92.9 The Game live reads.
So they might have known who it was.
Maybe.
Yeah.
They put it back in there.
Yeah, they might have known who it was. Like, hey, we stole Andy Bunker's bag.
Oh.
Yeah.
If you're out there listening right now,
what if they sent you a picture of it? in a ransom.
Now, it was kind of a nice REI, like, hiking backpack. Uh-huh. So, I mean, they got a pretty cool backpack.
Yeah, what they, yeah, so they sent you a picture, and they tweeted the picture at you.
All right, if you do that right now, I definitely, it's long enough that it happened long enough ago, I'll probably laugh about it.
Okay.
All right, college football corner time. We don't need to play the intro. We can just talk about it. We talked a lot about Alabama and Oklahoma in the first hour because that's the first game of the week. That's tomorrow night. We'll get back in more detail to that game tomorrow. Miami, Texas A&M is at noon on Saturday. It's a bummer that it's at noon, but that, that game has so many different fun storylines in it. I can't wait to watch.
Well, I think, because the thing with it is Miami is so good.
Yep.
They're so good, and they are built to win this game, meaning their offensive line is built to win this football game. Can they run the football? Now, we talked about Norman, Oklahoma. This play, I know it's at noon, but that play is going to be crazy, too.
It's going to be insane.
It's going to be crazy,
by
too.
By the way, it's going to be 11.
You remember we were asking yesterday about that. Time. So, I mean, it's going to be freaking bananas. And when you look at it from that standpoint, can Carson Beck be the front runner? Meaning, can it has to go right for him? Like, these are the games, and this is why they lost him two games. Carson played bad because the pressure was getting on him. Can they keep that pressure off? Because if they keep that pressure off Carson, Carson's going to tear their ass up. Because he's been playing really good down the stretch and things like that. If they can protect Carson Beck, Carson Beck's going to tear their ass up. I don't trust Reese. I don't trust him. I don't trust him because he's had multiple interceptions. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many games in a row. I don't trust him. I think Miami should win this game comfortably.
From a talent standpoint, I agree with you. Yeah. I just, you know what it is with Miami. Carson Beck's good for a stinker at any point.
And their coach.
And their coach. Yeah, their coach. Now, what I don't know is I'm like weighing those things against each other. I can say that I have questions about Cristobal in big games. I don't really know how I feel about Elko in big games because I don't know that I've seen him in any of these.
Like, right,
I know he's a really good coach to be able to do what he did at Duke, get this job, and have A&M with one loss in the playoff. And is it year two there?
Yes.
Like, that's pretty impressive stuff. But I'm with I haven't really bought them the whole year. I think they're good.
They're good.
I wasn't surprised they lost to Texas.
Exactly. That's why when it was funny because we were talking about the SEC championship game. I was like, Georgia's going to the SEC championship game. Yeah. They're like, how you figure that? So you really think that A&M's going to beat Texas?
Mm-hmm.
No, not going to happen. And that was the thing about it. I mean, that was a good win they had against Notre Dame. Not going to take anything away from that. But they played the bottom half SEC schedule.
They did.
All year.
And, again, remember in that football game, like Notre Dame shot themselves in the foot twice in the fourth quarter of that game to lose.
I mean, give them credit. They came back from it. But South Carolina had you down 30-0.
That's right.
You know, and I think Miami, I'm not saying it's their time because I hate saying that about that team because they always kick you in the nuts after you say that. But I do think if they can protect, Carson Beck, yeah, I think Miami's going to win this game.
Who's the team that's playing in the first round of these eight teams that you think has a chance to win the national championship? Because last year, Ohio State came from the 8-9 game and beat the hell out of everybody on the way to a national championship game.
So who?
Ohio State did. They were the 8 seed last year, and they came out of the 8-9 game and went all the
way. I thought they were 5th.
They were 8?
Okay.
And either that or 7, but I'm pretty sure they were 8.
Okay.
I mean, probably not James Madison.
Okay. You're asking about the games tomorrow. You're talking about the games this weekend.
I'm talking about the first round games. Teams that are not on a bye. Of these eight teams, who do you think has a chance to do it?
Man.
Because I kind of think
I think Miami. Yeah, I do. I'm with you. I think it's Miami. When you look at their talent, the biggest thing that gives Miami the advantage of a lot of these teams is their line of scrimmage.
Exactly.
Their line of scrimmage is unreal. Yeah. When you talk about the way they're able to rush the passer, they got athletes every freaking where.
Mm-hmm.
Every freaking where. The biggest thing about them is Carson can't have a stinker, and Cristobal can't make a mistake.
Exactly.
Because talent-wise, please.
Because when I look at them, and we see, to me, and we've said this throughout the season, their best is as good as anyone's best. Their best is up there with Georgia. It's up there with Ohio State.
Yes.
It's up there with Indiana. Like their best is national championship level best. But their worst is also down here. I mean, they lost to a couple of teams that they didn't have any business losing to, and a big part of that was Carson Beck. It wasn't even really Cristobal this time, right?
No.
Cristobal didn't have any crazy coaching decisions.
No, Carson played like ass.
Yeah, Carson played like ass. He had four interceptions against Louisville on a Friday night.
And they were bad interceptions, too.
Yeah, man, I'll say one thing. Those Louisville guys could catch.
Yeah. Like,
there was some incredible catches from the Louisville defense. All right, then the other two games that they intentionally put on TNT and against the
Andy,
NFL.
I did not know what channel they were on to this morning. They said on TNT. I was like, oh, God. They put college football playoff games on TNT. Is Charles and them going to be there?
They should. Yeah, might as well.
Like, is Charles and Shaq and Kenny and Ernie, are they going to be the pregame?
I would love it if they still work there.
I can't do it.
I would love it if
because my boys do the pregame. My boys do the pregames for TNT.
Oh, who?
Yeah, Takeo and Champ and Victor Cruz.
Oh, that's great.
They'll do the pregame show.
Plus, Charles and those guys work for ESPN now. Yeah. Maybe they'll do the ABC pregame because ABC and ESPN are the same.
Maybe, man. But that's, oh, God.
I think Ole Miss and Oregon are going to win both of those games.
Right.
What if Tulane wins?
There's no way Tulane's going to win.
Yeah.
Tulane's not really good.
Right.
Yeah. Like, as bad as Duke is or whatever, Duke would have a better game, I think, than Tulane.
Duke?
If they were in. Oh. And say, for instance, they got the automatic bid as ACC champion, which next year, if everything was this year, next year, they would be in.
I'm just saying, if that happens, Ole Miss fans.
I know Tulane did beat Duke. They beat them 34-27 or something like that. But I still think Duke
will win. Ole Miss beat Tulane by 35.
Yes.
Already this year.
Yes.
That happened.
Yes.
But Lane Kiffin was their coach then.
Yeah. That's going to be interesting because you're talking about Lane calls the play all the way up to the thing. Mm-hmm. I wonder if, because Weiss is still the play caller, right? Uh-huh. If they're going to do that.
I'm with you. I think Ole Miss is going to win the game.
Right.
I just think the chaos factor if they don't.
Yeah.
Lane Kiffin. Better look over his shoulder.
It's a full day of college football postseason action Saturday. There's no better place than Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. Carl Dukes will be out there Saturday, 3 to 5, enjoying all of the games, plus eats, drinks, and scenic views of Twin Peaks. So join Carl Dukes Saturday, 3 to 5.
So Carl will be there for the end of A&M Miami.
Yes.
And then the beginning of Ole Miss Tulane. And then at 7:30, when no one's watching, James Madison will play Oregon.
Oh, God.
All right.
I'm gonna get destroyed.
Probably. I hope not. Probably. We'll get to the back page after this on Sports Radio 92.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Game. 20 minutes away from getting back into the big story of the day. Maybe let's save it for that because it's Falcons related. Okay. It's a Falcons related story.
There's a mamas.
The tweet out
mamas,
there.
Mamas.
Much like yesterday's big story of the day when we played Raheem talking about the possibility of Kirk coming back next year, I'll just preemptively say I'm not the one that's reporting this. I'm just going to read a tweet from a reporter in 20 minutes about the Falcons and general interest that they might have in a potential coaching candidate.
Are you trolling? Right?
No, I'm not trolling. I'm just reading the news. Read the news.
I hear you, man.
I don't get to decide what the news is. I wish I did.
I know. I know we just finished doing the college football corner, and we get to Bo in 1 second. But Bro Pabrula is going into the transfer portal. Kid that went to Missouri from Penn State.
Right around this same time.
Right around the same time.
He likes going in the portal. Because
you remember
he had to leave because
Penn State won and something he had to put it. And so I saw this thing and the guy was like, and I remember maybe how long has NIL been around? Whatever.
4 years?
Yeah. And I remember it might have been 2 years ago when Lane Kiff was like, if you're a portal quarterback, you should go in every year just to get a bigger raise. And now you look at all the players and all the quarterbacks. This is a hell of a portal class of quarterbacks, mm-hmm. you know, that are going into the portal.
It's true.
This is a hell of a class when you think about that. And the reason because what reason I'm saying that is because this NFL draft class, we were talking about the kid from Duke,
yeah.
You know, getting
Pensa.
Pensa. Like, if he declares, he's going to be, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in this draft because all the, like, Sellers and maybe Arts and these boys. And then we still don't know what Ty Simpson's going to do, mm-hmm. you know, according to a lot of people. If he plays well against Oklahoma because of the exotic of what they do defensively, that could help him, his stock go and everything.
Well,
and
it wasn't too. 6 weeks ago, Ty Simpson was probably
the number one pick.
Quarterback.
Remember that? And then he struggled down the stretch. Sean Mateer, he was a guy who was, they were talking about him as a possible number one pick. If he plays good, what does he do? I mean, it could be a situation where some of these playoff games or some of these quarterbacks could that has eligibility left could be a situation where Ty Simpson goes back to school.
Yeah.
Where
Dante Moore
goes back to school. That's another kid who they're talking about him top three.
Yeah.
You know, because of the potential and all those things he has. But he still will have the option to go back to school. So there's so many quarterbacks.
Because I think he's a true
junior.
Yeah.
And, or is he redshirt sophomore?
He's true.
He's a true, okay.
Or, well, yeah, one or the other. But he's in his third year.
Yeah. And so you have that situation. So when you look at, like, this portal of all these quarterbacks with Lagway and all these boys, college, we talk about the shift in college football and the, like, one of these quarterbacks getting the right spot, and then it can elevate them to the,
exactly. Look at Fernando Mendoza.
That was the example I was going to use.
The guy was a nice prospect at Cal, and people kind of knew who he was. And then he goes there, and 13-0, Heisman Trophy.
Heisman Trophy, yeah. And potential number one pick.
Yeah. Well, and look at Ohio State last year. The guy they got from Kansas State, mm-hmm. right? The quarterback that they won the national championship.
I didn't know. I was like, that dude
year.
Can't win on national championship. Well, he can when everybody else around him with those.
Sure can when he's handing it to those two running backs and throwing it to Jeremiah Smith.
When everybody around those guys.
Then I thought about
this one was like, because. Like, I know he drives the old pickup and everything like that. You don't think Gunner's people are negotiating right now?
He's going to get more money.
Yeah, he's going to get more money.
Yeah, now he might not enter the portal to get more money, but he's going to get more money.
But it ain't going to be a situation where Georgia goes to him and like, hey, you know what?
Oh, great.
You think that you deserve a pay raise. No, it's going to be Gunner and his people. Hey, Kirby. It's your boy.
I mean,
it's your boy.
We won a lot of games.
It's your boy.
Can't they just give him some cows or something?
Maybe.
He got like four cows and a goat for Christmas one year. You know? He's a simple country boy, Randy.
Oh, my God.
He just wants the simple life. He's not wooed by these modern conveniences like NIL. He drives a 40-year-old truck.
Yeah, because he saves his money. All that money that George is about to give him.
I'm sure he's going to get some money.
Yeah.
I know he's already getting money,
yes.
And I'm sure he's going to get some more money. And he should. He's the quarterback at Georgia. Whatever they're paying him, he's worth more than that.
What is wrong with people, man? That's why they need to ban AI. Why they got a gingerbread woman stripper and a bunch of marshmallows tipping? Like, this is just...
Because you can.
This is absurd.
That sounds kind of...
Look at that.
Sounds like maybe... I don't know.
Look at that.
Send that to me. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Hey, why? What the hell?
Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Hello, Bo.
Where they put the bubblegum drops? Is that what gumdrops are called? Bubblegum drops?
Yeah. Gumdrops.
You moving around?
I don't know.
Goodness gracious.
Made her work.
I'm going to find out.
Goodness gracious. But is she fine, though.
Hey, so look she here. Tonight at your local movie theater, Avatar Fire and Stone?
Fire and Ash.
Thanks,
Fire
Abe.
And what?
Fire Ash. Something. That's the irrelevant part.
Okay,
comes out tonight.
Oh, tonight. I thought it was bar.
If anybody's going to go see it, I don't need to know how this movie was. I will watch it eventually on 3D at home, probably. I want to know. 1 year from today, Avengers Doomsday hits theaters. They are purposefully releasing Avengers Doomsday trailers before Avatar, Fire, and Ash. There's four different trailers. All right. Now, I've seen internet leaks and whatnot, and I have no idea what's AI generated and what's not. So if you get a clean video of one, or if you have a good link, you know, send it to your boy at Jedi Sports Radio on the Twitter. And I don't want you to get in trouble and get kicked out of a theater. I don't need you to name the theaters till they come after you for filming or something. But, you know, if you run across one,
yeah,
I would like to see
it. Are they not putting it online? They're just doing it in theaters?
They're going to try not to. Now, there was a leak about 3 or 4 days ago. It'll be there eventually. I just don't know if it'll be there as soon as, like, today. I don't think they would put it online.
That's a cool
There are people that will go see this movie
to
see
the
Avengers. I would do it if I didn't have things to do.
Yeah, that's wild. You got to love the Avengers a lot.
Yes.
To go see a different movie.
I just can't wait for this movie, man.
You can't wait for what movie?
The Avengers Doomsday.
Who's in the Avengers? Which one is that? Is that
Robert Downey Jr. Playing Dr. Doom.
Hold on, I thought he was the other guy.
He's Iron Man.
He died.
And so, hold on. So he's going to come back reincarnated as who?
Well, so there's multiple dimensions in this, multiple realities in this world, this universe or whatever. So it's not the same. He's not reincarnated.
Right. He's only the same person to us.
Him from another dimension.
Wait. Is it referenced that he was Iron Man in this reality?
Probably not.
Okay.
This is completely different.
It's just the same actor to us.
Same actor.
Different.
Probably even may have gone by Tony Stark at one point in his life. Now he is Dr. Doom. He's from a totally different dimension.
Wait. Okay, so I don't understand, but I don't need to.
Okay.
In that reality,
that
Tony Stark becomes Doomsday instead of becoming Iron Man.
I'm not going to see it.
We
don't want your explanation,
Nate. That's not what I'm saying.
We don't want it.
That's not what I was going to say, Randy.
We're good.
I would just suggest you don't have to sit through Fire and Ash. Like, just buy a ticket to see the trailer.
Yeah, but that's a lot of money.
That's a lot of damn money to go to the theater to see the trailer. Some people are going to do it.
I would buy the ticket to see the trailer.
How much is a movie running you these days if you're going?
Oh, if you can get, down the street from where
bucks?
We are, we got a nice little theater, NCG, where you can get in for $15-$16. Okay. You can get a, depending on the time,
I can't go to the movie theaters really no more. Guys, it's been just
so expensive. All offer dinner now and drinks and such.
And yes, I have to buy it.
Yeah.
So people, you don't got to buy it. Yeah, I have to. I'm not going to a movie theater that don't have a bar. Hmm.
No, it's a completely different dimension of watching movies, and it's a lot more fun, but it's so pricey.
Yeah.
And it's very expensive. So they put microphones in front of NFL players yesterday, which was a lot of fun. I got a few of them here for you. So, but before that. So Rusty and Zeno were talking about this in the last show. So what if, say the Pop-Tart Bowl, since I mentioned that one yesterday in the back page, what if instead of just being the Pop-Tart Bowl that Georgia Tech's going to go play in, what if you rename the Pop-Tart Bowl the Pop-Tart Bowl for the Group of Five National Championship?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do y'all think about that idea? Giving Group of Five their own championship bracket.
I love it.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I love it.
I'm all for it.
If you're good enough to be in the top 12, then put you in the real playoff.
I'm all for it.
Right.
No auto bid. Just give them. I think that's when you get more and more into NIL with these schools having literally a $1 million budget going up against powerhouses that have $25, $50 million budgets.
Yeah, I heard them tell James Madison has less money in NIL budget than one of the players on Oregon's defense is getting this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they have a $1.5 million defensive lineman, Oregon does, and James Madison has $1 million in NIL.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's not really the same sport.
No, it's not.
So yeah, no, totally for that.
I totally agree. Right?
And the other thing about that is the hard part is James Madison is going to get they're getting a lot of money from this. Being in this field is going to help their program out a lot. Not allowing them to be in it, however they restructure it, whatever, is going to cost teams that could have gotten into it a little bit of money. But I don't know. Wouldn't it be more fun to be able to win a thing?
Yeah.
You're going to play against teams that are sort of similar skill levels and similar financial availability and all that. Because of the four games that are played this week, the intrigue among James Madison fans is not going to lessen if they're playing in a different tournament, if it is for a national championship. The highest priced ticket in college football this weekend is not one of the four playoff games.
No.
It's Montana versus Montana State in Bozeman because that's a huge deal and it's a playoff game and they're rivals and all that stuff. So I think playing like competition would be a smart thing.
I think it'd be great.
I do too.
And then our Tulane fans, well, that might be a bad example. Are they going to travel? Are they more apt to travel to go watch Tulane get their ass kicked by Ole Miss, or would they be more apt to travel to watch Tulane play in a championship game versus somebody else?
Right.
So I don't know.
And then I do like the idea, too, of
Tulane's got a little bit of money, so do their fans. They'd probably travel.
If you're still playing the schedule where you take on Ole Miss in a regular season or some of these other teams, and you go undefeated and you are a top 12 or 16 ranked team,
welcome to the
playoff.
Come on over.
Come on, if you can do it, for sure. But no auto bids.
So, Randy, you mentioned this audio earlier. It's Puka, and I don't know how y'all feel about this. We've talked about it before, but look, I would be all for full-time referees year-round, do training camps where they're actually watching tape and test them before they come to the league. So what Puga is saying here about the refs being crappy, I don't fully agree with, but he does kind of have a point in my eyes.
The refs are the worst because there's just some of the rules aren't them. Like, these guys are lawyers and like they want to be on TV too, bro. Like, the game is, you don't think he's texting his friends in the group chat like, yo, you guys just saw me Sunday Night Football? Like, that was
no way.
Like, that wasn't PI, like, but I called it. I was like,
seriously, they do that?
I mean, these guys are normal human beings too.
I hate when
I don't think that.
I hate when that happens on that kind of platform.
Yeah, and then idiots get their mind blown.
Yes, and idiots get their mind blown by something like that.
Guys are you playing the game with?
Oh, yeah. Like, dude.
Bruh.
Yeah. I don't know who the hell podcast or whatever that was. I thought Puka was a nice young gentleman.
Turns out
Puka might
be an idiot.
Puka's a damn dumbass. God, that's so annoying. That's why I had a problem with that damn Aaron Foster boy. Like, don't do that. You know what I mean? Don't.
What was he up to?
Oh, it's rigged and it's scripted and all that stuff.
Yeah,
don't do that.
Well, especially, because look, you guys are in the league. People are going to take what you say seriously if you're saying these things.
Don't do that.
I will say, I have noticed the head officials, like the ones that give the announcements on TV, have all gotten very, like, strong.
Well, I mean, they were like Ed.
I know. Ed Hockley set the
smaller shirts.
He set the tone. Now they're all wearing little DJ Shockley mediums, and they're all doing their curls before they go out there.
Yeah, that's all they want to do.
It's an uptick in referee steroids.
Yeah, stop going on these damn.
Think those guys take, like, voice lessons and voice coaching, too?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm going to see if that voice would get them elevated to the next step. I mean, I could see a degree of I would want to be on TV. I don't know about making a horrible call on national
TV. If you know
TV
you're going to be on TV, you want to look good and sound good, right? I would think.
You also have a whole group of officials making calls, and only one guy goes and is shown on TV.
That's right. That's why that guy's doing the triangle pushups. The other guys aren't. Yeah, I don't know. I'll be honest with you. If at any point during your explanation of something, the word bruh is involved.
You need to leave it alone.
I probably don't believe you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm probably just like, all right. Never mind. Everything you said's erased. It's gone. It's like that little Men in Black flashy thing. Gone. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.